We're recording. We had to double check because last time we missed it.
Friday the 7th.
Today is Friday the 7th.
And good today's start. Topics are
AI and nonsense. Was there anything else? Was
design,
that was
design, Krista?
Oh, I forgot. Well, it's like it's design, but it's God. Like design. It's more like hardware sort of design.
Well, we've had a rich history of chatbots. We had the Microsoft one that had to be put down. And then wasn't there another Microsoft one that had to be put down?
Well, it's the same one, but they were like, we got it fixed. They didn't have it fixed.
And then somebody else did one. Was it Apple?
Chatbots have been a thing for a long time.
But it always ends badly.
Yeah.
And so now we have another one entering the arena, but you're like, oh, where can I go to get it? Well, not yet, because they're really taking precautions about the whole bias thing.
Google says its new chatbot, Mina, is the best in the world.
No one's seen it yet, but they can confidently say, while no one's tested it, it is the best.
I like how Google and Amazon and Apple all sort of come to the same conclusion, is that the human race is deeply, cripplingly lonely, and what we really need is a chatbot.
Is that really? Like, well, I don't understand the appeal.
Yeah, I don't either.
But, I mean, they've obviously poured millions of dollars of research into this chatbot to try to make it as effective as possible.
So not only research, but what they did was they didn't like the fact that whenever you said something that the chatbot couldn't process, it would just be like, oh, that's nice. I'm glad that you enjoy that, or something like that.
It should just be LOL.
They actually hired call centers to type in random crap and then rate the results. And they put that back into the learning, the machine learning.
That's nice. Or just K, period.
So, yeah, they made some kind of, I can't remember what the reference was, but like if you talk about something specific, instead of just saying, oh, that's nice, it'll be like, oh, I also like, and it'll like Google something about it and then print that out.
Have you talked to your therapist about that?
Therapy costs too much.
Well, now you can just use this as your therapist. It's Mina, Dr. Mina. We talked about Clearview AI last week. If you weren't around for that, Clearview AI is a company. Well, it's an AI made by a company. And it goes out to Twitter and scrapes all the faces off of Twitter.
Not just Twitter, everywhere.
And it allows the cops to search against that database with references to who these people are based on their identity on these social media places.
No, I'm actually a puppet.
So, yeah, Chris, what if that puppet's out in public like Robin Banks and stuff?
He could be. It's Franklin Bleeth.
They're coming for you. So there was a lot of backlash from that. And Clearview was kind of like, hey, what's going on, guys? We're not that bad. We didn't really do all that stuff. But then we had some leaks.
Clearview AI once told cops to, quote unquote, run wild with its facial recognition tool. Now it's facing legal challenges, according to the headline from BuzzFeed News. So, these legal challenges, that's one of the run wild thing, that's one of the legal challenges, because the memos don't look good. It's like, look, these chumps put it all on the internet, it's totally fine, let's just use it. It's like, oh, that looks bad for the lawsuit.
One of the memos was to, I assume, one of the cops in charge, you know, somebody in authority over the other cops. And it was like, hey, you might, you know, we've been looking at your account activity, you might understand that yours is an unlimited license. Have you done a selfie yet? Use this on your wife and kids. Use it on your friends. You're going to be amazed.
Use it on your dog.
And so the story up until that point was like, we only use this for special investigations. We really need to use it. We would never abuse it. What do you know? Twitter has sent a cease and desist. But does that hold any water? Can you stop a company from looking at public Twitter profiles?
No, I don't think so. I don't think we have laws to protect against these kind of things. And I think that, like we said in the first episode of the news this week, that facial recognition is really a little bit of a red herring. It's just the tip of a much deeper problem, much deeper iceberg.
But you're also putting your information out there when you use these services.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind. You've already made a terrible mistake. There's no taking it back.
Well, I would argue that just using any service is creating some kind of a footprint that if, like, Amazon or Walmart or Google or whoever wants to cooperate, they could provide that fingerprint to law enforcement, and there's no law to prevent that.
But there might be some laws to compel it shortly. Well, of course, the dominant thing in the news, and we've already talked about it four or five times because you cannot escape it, and especially with technology. I mean, it's just everywhere, is the Wu-Tang virus. And as it spreads and as it becomes more and more powerful, we learn about one scrappy little AI that found it first.
An AI epidemiologist sent the first warnings of the Wuhan virus. The blue dot algorithm so shows that airline ticketing data to predict the spread of diseases like those linked to the flu outbreak in China.
Amazing. Now, it's not tracking viral stuff necessarily. It's doing exactly what Clearview was doing and trolling around. Now, that said, they specifically didn't do social media because there was too much nonsense. But it would actually go to the guy that invented this was one of the SARS scientists. So he understands where all the viral talk is. And he just sends his AI out there.
Where the hottest viral talk is.
Yeah, really.
Hottest bars.
And sure enough, this AI was like, hey guys, we got the real thing here.
The doctor message boards are hanging out. And it's like, I've got like a class 9, I think. What's going on with this? It's like, oh, it must be serious.
So, I don't think it helped anybody for them figuring that out first, but maybe in the future. The opioid epidemic here in the U.S. is just staggering. It is incredible how many people are hooked on the pills. And doesn't seem to be getting any better. Now, we did have the Purdue pharmaceutical cases years back that covered this kind of thing. Who paid the... They had to pay a penalty like this last month.
Wasn't it Johnson & Johnson?
Was it? I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it turns out that these companies know exactly what they've got. They know that their product is insanely addictive, and they push it anyway. And we found out that some of them wrote software.
Health records company pushed opioids to doctors in secret deal with drug maker. Oh, no. So, yeah, this health records software would basically pop up and say, hey, you're filling out somebody's medical chart. Would you like to prescribe opioids? I've got a button here that you can click.
That seems like overkill for a cold, but I guess.
I think they had a picture. Maybe not. No, they don't have pictures. So there was a drop down, and it was like, choose the level of severity for pain, and we'll give you a treatment recommendation. Well, guess what the treatment recommendation always was?
Wow.
Yeah. And so a lot of doctors were just like, okay, I'll accept that recommendation, and just selling those pills hand over fist.
It'd be like your weekly news program constantly plugging store.level1text.com.
store.level1text.com.
You cannot buy Percocets on store.level1text.com.
But we've got new mouse pads to fill the void and new hoodies. The KVMs are back in stock.
It might not make you feel quite as happy
We got new artwork.
While you're shivering from withdrawals from your opiate addiction, you can wrap a desk mat around yourself.
We have a lovely Martian. You just have to go to store.level1text.com and look at the new artwork.
Got quite a few.
It's fun.
But whatever you do, be careful about those prescriptions because they're not always in your best interest.
You can become addicted to store.level1text.com.
I wish we had a product that good.
The KVMs are...
They're not bad.
They sell pretty quick. We get complaints as soon as they go out of stock on Twitter.
The problem with the KVM is that we're not able to sell them in 30-day supplies. You would kill somebody to get another 30 days of. I haven't figured that out yet. Well, in the robot world, a cool new invention, if you're a warmonger, is these exciting new planes that we've got.
The DoD launches a swarming drone in test of a C-130 drone mothership concept. So yeah, these drones, they do exactly like what this is what people saw over Colorado, basically.
Probably, yeah. It's an artist concept. That's actually a photo.
Yeah.
So, well, no, it turns out we are not there yet. In fact, we've only launched one of these guys out of an airplane, and we don't have a recovery method as of yet. So they put a parachute on the one drone. So it's like, hey, launch him, and then we'll shoot out the parachute and he'll land. It didn't work. So that drone is dead.
That's a lot of R&D. Just
But someday, just like every space real-time strategy game, we will have a ship that launches smaller fighter vessels.
Do you think that we will be able to use this as a defense against the missile that travels so fast we can't track it?
Your base is under attack.
No, because none of these planes are that fast. Especially not the big mothership. Actually, the hypersonic missile is probably going to be the counter to this play.
We would have to launch them from, like, orbit. We'd have to launch a satellite full of drones in orbit and be like, oh, crap. And then deploy the drone defense net.
I think the hypersonic missiles that Russia has can move really fast. So it could perhaps navigate around the drones.
I guess it would have to do some sort of kamikaze thing so that it would have to maneuver. And,
maybe the drones could, like, EMP in the air.
Disorient it.
Look at stuff yawning today. The first two episodes I was fine, and now I'm like...
What time did you go to bed?
Like 12:30.
Irresponsible.
I'm fine. I don't need to change. We've talked. Stop whenever I want.
Are you on the opioids, Krista?
No, I'm just a night owl.
We talked a lot about robots that pick things up because that is kind of the final frontier of the warehouse, right? Because you got the little robots that drive around and bring the bins to you, but when it comes to picking up those oddly shaped items and putting them in boxes, you still have to hire those pesky humans. And they want to unionize, and they want to pee 3-4 times a day. They want to sue you when they get injured. It's crazy. And Bernie Sanders is going to cause so much more problems with that. So what can you do?
AI-powered robot warehouse pickers are now ready to go to work. Covariant, what a great company name. A Berkeley-based startup has come out of stealth and thinks that robots are ready for the big time. So it's a robot picker.
Wait a minute. There was a video. Oh, you got to click to read the whole story because most people don't. So it turns out that this other company was looking for... look at him go. Incredible. They were looking for a robot picker, but it's such a difficult thing to find that when someone would call them up and be like, hey, we got the robot picker, we're done. They're like, okay, yeah, right. Here's a list of 20 items, and you go out and buy them, and you show your picker doing all 20 of those items perfectly, and then we'll talk. And they went through like 4 phases of this with this guy. No problem with any of them. Just 100% success.
It looks like the one from Factorio.
That's amazing, right?
Yeah, it's the Factorio picker bot.
Now, it is running at 10 times speed.
But still, I mean, it doesn't matter because it can work 24 hours a day. Nah. So it doesn't matter.
It doesn't need to pee.
Yeah, and it doesn't need to pee. So
you don't have to pay it a wage.
So it uses, let alone a fair one. It's using like a vision technology to look at the different kinds of things. And they pointed out like weird ones, like just individual socks. It can deal with individual socks.
Oh man, the socks package ruptured. Let me repair that.
But can it move coal to a furnace fast enough so I can make more iron production for my base?
I don't think they stock many coal furnaces in the Amazon warehouse because they don't care how cold it is.
Listen, if that robot ran on coal, Jeff Bezos would be like, woo, coal, bringing coal back.
He'd have Bernie Sanders assassinated.
He puts on like a rebel belt buckle and comes to Kentucky and is like, woohoo! Coal is king. Coal keeps the lights on.
I can really relate to you people living in squalor.
Yeah.
Does anybody have the red man? I'm told the red man is delicious.
Oh, Lord.
Well, if you're quarantined in China, waiting to see if you're going to die or not, you have one little bright ray of sunshine in your life, and that's Little Peanut.
Behold, Little Peanut, this is your meal delivery robot because no one, you must not have human contact.
After after Little Peanut sees the horrors of the coronavirus, do you think he'll start a rap career as Lil Peanut and rap against the injustice? Oh, look at him go.
Oh, it seems like he struggles with lumps in the carpet.
Yeah.
I think the voice is female.
But well, so that's even better. It's a female rapper rapping against inequality. So as you can see,
yeah, it's not real complex. Basically, it's just a shelf with wheels on it, and it talks. Eventually, if you watch long enough, eventually somebody does come out in a mask and get a meal. But it's not very climactic. Great name, though.
I wonder if all of the people not coming out of the room to get meals have died.
It's a lot of rooms that no one came out of.
reports back a body count as well. That's its secondary function.
Oh, no.
2 weeks to get out of bed. Guess you're going to starve.
You think it could have like a little, you know, like an air cannon or something to just yeet it over onto the bed? So you,
I mean, at least some Soylent. Come on.
I didn't get to read this one because this, I have a feeling that KSLNewsRadio.com, this story was more popular than they were prepared for. So I don't know. You read this one, right?
Yeah, a Utah company uses artificial intelligence to solve crime in seconds. So the author of this article, this is basically a Clearview AI, type AI.
Because he's an illustrator.
The specific example they use is somebody was driving the wrong way down a highway. And apparently between like the 911 calls and some other things, it knew immediately something was going on. It also, this same AI apparently knew immediately that there was a shooting going on somewhere else. And so this police department has been given.
But wait, it's monitoring the 911 calls? Is that what's happening?
It's monitoring from a whole bunch of different data sources, including social media and...
Well, that sounds like Palantir.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, or Clearview or whatever. But the article was surprisingly positive. Like, there wasn't really a downside. There wasn't really any explanation of exactly how the technology works. But if it works as described, then the technology needs to be plugged into damn near everything.
Don't think about that. It's fine.
Don't think about that. Instead, think about this robot, and I know you're going to love this one because we've talked about this robot before, and everybody loves Flippy. Remember Flippy? Flippy started out as just a simple burger flipper. I could do chicken sandwiches too. But, oh, how he's grown in the past 3 years. Flippy has become more powerful than we could ever imagine.
Miso Robotics unveils its next-generation robot kitchen assistant, Flippy 2!
Oh, even the places you will go.
So it costs half and lives behind the deep fryers and can now make things like onion rings and french fries.
Look at it popping those deep fryers in there. So it's monitoring those. It can reach down and like shake them to break up, you know, so your onion rings don't come out one big ring.
Oh.
And then when it's done, it pops them out and puts them on the cool, well, it sets them up to cool and drain, and then pops them over here so they can be dealt with by the human.
So here's a question. Can he only fry like certain things? Like,
well, anything that goes in one of those baskets.
Okay. So, like, what if I wanted to fry, like, Oreos? Would he be able to ascertain, like, when they were peak?
I think you fried program Oreo? His timing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you see these two little screens here.
Yeah.
So, you set him up.
Basically like a microwave, but for a deep fryer.
And this, so he's on a rail, and he can, you could set him up. It doesn't have to be just that many fryers. So, I think he's working with four or maybe six there.
Yeah.
So he could move down the rail and do any number of fryers and keep track of them all.
Seems good.
Seems good unless you work in a restaurant.
Mm.
Then it seems like you're not going to have a job.
Or you work in a warehouse. Any of these robots really are not great if you're...
Is anybody that works in a restaurant happy, though? Engagement challenge.
There does seem to be... Like, people enjoy like cooking and stuff, but then they talk about like the restaurant industry is terrible.
I think Gordon Ramsay's probably doing...
He's like at the top of the ladder.
He does not seem happy in any of the things that I've seen him
in. In the American versions, no. The British version's nicer.
I think that's how he wants to live.
Sometimes, like, he is trying to, like, be mean, but the situation is just so absurd that it's like, he's got a little bit of a tell. Like, he's just holding back laughter. Like, these people are so stupid.
Plus, he's got a lot of money. If he didn't want to be in those restaurants, he could not be.
Yeah, he's like, why are you serving people moldy mushrooms? Like, what is wrong with you?
Technically, all mushrooms are mold.
Are you a real person? I don't understand.
Well, Krista has just really cast a lot of shade on my design choices this week. I don't know what that's about. I think these are excellent stories.
This one's good. This one is good. Paris museums put 60,000 plus historic photos online, copyright free.
Is this a bale of hay?
No, it's a fuzzy thing that you put in front of your vanity, like
that's
a stool.
That's stupid.
It is stupid.
Let's look at these pictures.
Because if you drop something in there, it's in there forever.
So these were in the museum, but now you can download full high-resolution copies and keep them for yourself.
I should use these as stock photos for clients so they get me photography faster.
You think that's rainwater or poop in the street?
Yes.
That's a good question. It's hard to tell if everything else looks wet. I think it's rainwater. I guess these are from France.
It looks French.
Those streets definitely do not look American. That's kind of cool. Oh, that's a cool picture.
That looks like a picture at Olive Garden.
What are you doing? Except it's a guy at the Olive Garden.
It's two dudes at the Olive Garden.
Oh, look, there's a ghost here.
It's the ghost from Wendell's house.
He's an old French man. They stole my soul with a photograph years ago. It's your job to recover it, Wendell, and destroy it so I can finally be free.
Wendell's like, I just wanted to live in the bunker, but...
And you're like, but there's millions of copies on the internet now.
What's the internet?
He just attacks you.
It's probably better that he not know the internet.
And once again, Krista took a huge poop on this amazing new iMac design. It's so
I don't really care about the iMac design. It's
gorgeous. It's barely art. Designed. It's art on your desktop, Krista. It's not just a computer.
It's Apple Imagine's iMac built into curved sheet of glass.
What an ergonomics nightmare.
Yeah, this looks like a shipping nightmare. It doesn't look like it would be that comfortable to use. What if you want to move your keyboard?
What if you need a different angle of glass?
Yeah, it's just...
They have like a series of chairs that are $9.99 a piece.
Oh, I'm sure that there's going to be all kinds of weird mods for this that you have to buy separately.
You can fold up the keyboard, pop it down in your man bag, take it to Starbucks.
Your man bag.
Now this, I'm not sure about this because it looks like this has ports. So do you think all the processing is happening in here?
Yeah, probably. It's another quad core. It's like the fastest four cores in the West.
There's also that weird picture of the slutty putty on the sidebar in this story.
That's a nest.
Yeah, but I thought it was...
Slutty putty?
Silly putty.
Slutty putty would be... You think they'd sue, though?
They probably would.
And what would the slutty part of slutty putty be? Would there just be like...
It transfers things from newspapers. You don't want to know what.
Would the egg that they stored in just have like sexy pictures on it?
I guess. You need some silly putty, Wendell. That's what you need.
Yeah, this divot of paste has become unusually sticky. I'm not sure what's up with that.
Yeah, it was like kind of stuck to the desk on the side there when we started. You had to like scrape it off.
And finally, in the design section, again, arousing no excitement from Krista, are the hot new emojis for 2020.
Come on!
Come on! Okay. Yeah. Like... This doesn't change like my job as a designer at all. No client is going to call me up and be like, we have to start using these new emojis.
But ninja emojis, Krista, in every shade of skin.
My favorite one is on the very last page where it's just a nondescript sign. Like,
how about mustachioed bride?
That's something. What is the top symbol?
I think this is like a gender inclusive type of deal. I don't know what that one is.
I don't know what that means.
This is like, you know, hey,
I'm not sure what the you know what I'm not going to comment on that seen
because
that.
I'll just make people angry. I guess this is bubble tea. Now, why is this like a first aid?
Is that first aid fondue? I can't tell what that is.
You know, I would say that was wrong, but I can't think of a better explanation.
I've always wanted an emoji for emergency fondue. It's like this is an emergency fondue situation.
Emergency? I think you just found a domain name.
A dodo?
Yeah, some animals.
Some extinct.
Not bad.
There's a beaver. It's funny because I'm 12.
That's pinata.
Awful. Oh, there's a hugging it out. It's the MSN guys hugging it out.
There it is. The sign. Like, what is the sign? It's oddly compelling.
What is the script?
It's a Minecraft villager script. You don't trust it.
The name of that one is just called the placard.
Also, talk about just in time. How about this lung picture for the
think I have the coronavirus? LOL, lung emoji.
And of course, the gravestone.
I can't wait to spell out Hewlett placard with an emoji. It's going to be amazing.
Hewlett? Did you say Hewlett placard as like?
Yeah.
Is that a Freudian slip because of the sign?
Yeah, yeah. You say it's Hewlett Packard, but you say you can just.
Yeah, I got it.
I ain't laughing, but I get it.
And on to nonsense. Now, last week we talked about the F-35 having a bit of a software problem. Small software problem. How many? It was like 45,000 man hours.
Yeah. They're going to have some problems.
Some people give me shitty comments. It was like, because there's something about 48 hours a day or something like that. And they're like, there's only 24 hours in a day. Yeah, because there's one guy working on the F-35. Yeah, his name's Julio. And if he gets sick, we're doomed. Because you can't double up on time. Anyway, that's not the only problem it has. It has one problem that is really terrifying if you're flying it.
The gun on the Air Force's F-35 has quote-unquote unacceptable accuracy, Pentagon testing office says. So this was trying to hit a stationary target on the ground, and the accuracy was not enough to accurately hit the thing on the ground.
It's like me playing Widowmaker, just shooting at nothing.
And it was my understanding that this plane is supposed to be more of a ground support plane than a dogfighter.
Yeah.
So you would think...
Oh, also, the housing that holds the gun is disintegrating and cracked on the test vehicles.
Nice. Inspires confidence. So not only does the housing get cracked, but the software to remind you to fix that is broken.
Just to throw the Gatling gun at the enemies. Can we do that? Maybe we can kill it by dropping
jettison.
Them. Yeah.
I'm sure it's large.
Just drop a heavy piece of metal on the enemy. It'll be fine.
Now, when did you say this one was fake? I don't know if that's true or not.
I thought this had to be fake, but maybe not.
I didn't really question it because it's in the nonsense section, so it's like, well, whatever. But I don't think I would be compelled to go here.
No.
Atari is opening 8 video game hotels across the U.S. The first will break ground in Phoenix this year.
The joy of like video games as a hobby is that you can stay home to play them. Like, why would I want to go somewhere?
Well, I don't know, Chris. They point out that a lot of competitions, like pro gaming and conventions and stuff like that, that they would like cater to that.
Oh, so like Overwatch League or...
And they would have facilities that are already set up for that kind of thing.
That'd be pretty big, wouldn't they? Depending on the tournament they want to host.
They got like conference rooms and stuff, I'm sure. Because conventions are often in hotels.
Yeah.
Which do you think would do better? Opening 8 Atari-themed hotels across the U.S. or, say, Game of Thrones-themed hotels across the U.S.?
Which one do you think has more fans? I want to stay in a Game of Thrones hotel. But after, bad news.
After season 8, yeah. Game of Thrones has lost all of its luster.
What about Star Trek The Experience?
Who has a better story than Bran the Broken?
I think if you were going to do that, I think you'd have to go Star Wars. I think that's the widest net.
They already do that. They have that whole section of Disney World now that's Star Wars themed.
Yeah, and you're never going to get that from Disney. So a bunch of guys wanted to create a theme hotel, and they started shopping around for like brands. And they're like, oh, these are expensive. What's one that isn't?
Atari.
So, yeah. Well, I was going to say we talked about Apple Maps, but we didn't. We cut that story.
We did cut it.
But online maps are great. However, we often see where people will follow them with no consideration for reality. It's just like, listen, the voice told me to go here. I went here. And it always turns out hilarious.
Waze fixes an app after police say it left drivers stranded 45 miles from their destination. So these people were trying to get to a casino, and it sent them through a wildlife preserve on a dirt and sand road. A lot of people got stuck. It's like, oh, yeah, we should probably fix that.
This is just like standard Kentucky fare. Like,
yeah, but there's no casinos in Kentucky.
I don't know. Like, so my bridesmaids rented a cabin out in eastern Kentucky. And, like, the way it took us, I was like, wow, my car's going to die. We're just going to die out here just trying to get out here. That's normal.
There was one time I used the navigation, and it literally had me... There was, like, this huge shopping complex, and it literally had me drive through and around and, like, behind the shopping complex. And it actually was a shortcut, and I was blown away by that.
Was this in the nearby city?
No. Okay. This is in another state.
In 30 yards, stop off at the JCPenney and check out their rock-bottom prices.
Yeah, it was basically like, take the service road, and then it was like, take unmarked service road to your right. And it was like, what is this thing doing?
Give Mark in the back a 20, and he'll open up the service door for you.
What if Mark's not there? Just do it.
Well, we're not big sports people here at the Level One News. Shocker, right? But the Super Bowl is a thing. It happens.
It happened
it's
already.
Kind of a big thing.
In the past.
And they have all sorts of ridiculous little things that they do around the Super Bowl. Here's a piece of trivia for you. What is the average ticket cost for this year's Super Bowl?
$100.
$800.
$8,500.
What? Who goes?
Rich people, I guess.
Wow.
Anyway, There's a lot of predictions on who will win. We didn't even know who was playing.
Apparently Kansas City.
One of those predictors is Fiona.
Fiona the Hippo attempts to make a Super Bowl pick and vomits on Kansas City. So
does that mean that she picked them? Or?
Well, the article pointed out that Fiona only has about a 50% success rate.
Look how happy she is. Just a little slip out.
Oh, they're just looping it.
Yeah.
Just looping it over and over. So, yeah, Fiona, not a great team picker. And we're not even sure if that means good or bad.
The article points out that her accuracy is 50%. Thank you very much. When faced with the choice between two choices, she's been able to pick the Super Bowl winner accurately 50% of the time.
So she's basically a coin.
But she's way cuter and will way rip off your arm.
1,300-pound baby hippo. All right.
It turns out...
She's a big baby now.
She's got a great story because she was like an underdeveloped baby they rescued from somewhere. And they've fattened her to an amazing
proportion. She lives at the Cincinnati Zoo. It was like a big story when she got put there. I followed her on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
It was to distract from Harambe.
No, that was... Harambe was... Was Harambe at Cincinnati, too?
I don't know.
I forget what zoo that was at.
Wow. Way to forget the most important figure of the last decade.
I haven't been keeping it out for Harambe.
So, Elon Musk had a great quarter with his... Tesla brand and his SpaceX is just polluting the stars on record pace. But that's not the only thing that he's producing.
Tesla boss Elon Musk releases electronic dance track in his latest bid to become a real-life Tony
Stark. Look at this picture. It's like the rich entrepreneur starter pack.
He tweeted this. At least, I guess this is him in the studio working on it. You can go listen to it. It's on SoundCloud.
The title was Don't Doubt Your Vibe. Do you think that's a message to himself where it was like maybe the short sellers were getting him down and he was starting to doubt himself and then he just knocked it out of the park and he's like, no, I still got it.
Was it any good? Did anyone listen to it?
Yeah, I listened to it. I'm not a good judge of that kind of thing. It sounds like every other EDM track to me, but I mean, I've heard some EDM tracks where it's like, oh, yeah, that's kind of like a cool beat. I didn't feel that way about this one.
Oh. You heard it here first. It was okay.
Don't quit his day job anytime soon.
I might be happy if he did. The Democratic Party is kind of falling apart because the last
parties are just falling apart.
The last thing the Democratic Party wants is a Bernie Sanders presidency. They hate him because he's an outsider. They do not want him in there. And they're going to great lengths to try and defeat him in some way. But who do they have? They've got no one. People are souring on Sanders, and Hillary's like trying to get involved at this point, but everybody hates them. So what do? You bring in a billionaire.
Sod.
Mike Bloomberg baffles campaign ad showing him eating, quote-unquote, big gay ice cream.
Did you guys know what big gay ice cream is?
No.
Big gay ice cream is a kind of ice cream. It's a brand, like Ben and Jerry's. It's big gay. And I don't know why he chose to do this. Oh, wait. Now the tweet is...
Yeah.
So here's the commercial.
It's like, where's my ice cream? Oh, no.
Oh, it's on Twitter.
Broken. Oh, no.
Oh, well, we have to watch it.
Where's my ice
cream? There it goes. No, it's there.
Is this a bid to make the other people seem more reasonable? Because that's not that.
I love ice cream. I can totally taste it.
Wow. It was actually shot worse than we shoot, which is pretty bad. There's the two camera angles and the...
It's all like kind of jittery and weird.
There's another
like
one.
Most of our videos.
There's another one with a dog that makes even less sense. I have a feeling that like somebody on his team is like, listen, Mike. And he's like, Mr. Bloomberg, Sir Bloomberg to you. It's like, we got to get the social media. We got to get the kids, you know, we got to get the memes. Got to get a meme out there. And he's just like, all right, whatever, do whatever.
You need to eat big gay ice cream. And
again,
he's like, what?
Is this a ploy to make the other candidate seem less disconnected? Because
now, here's the thing that should make you angry about this. I'm not a Bernie Sanders supporter by any stretch of the imagination. He's a communist. But I'm starting to get behind him because of this. If they hate him so much, maybe there's something I'm overlooking.
Yeah.
All right. So listen to this. The rule for the debate is... You have to have a certain number of donors. Not an amount of money, but a number of donors. Mike Bloomberg doesn't have that, but he has a lot of money because he's a billionaire. Guess what rule they're trying to change
right
before the next debate?
Huh.
That's weird how they do that way, huh?
Mm, that is weird. Now, do you remember in the last election how it was exposed that there was a concerted effort against Bernie Sanders? Well, they used super delegates for that. And in the wake of that, they were like, okay, we're not going to use the super delegates that way anymore. Guess what rule they're trying to change?
The super delegates rule. Oh, no.
Maybe it's good that coronavirus is coming. Just end it.
Try not to think about it and enjoy your merchandise from store.level1text.com.
Well, here at the Level 1 Text building, not as Level 1 Text, but some of us have other jobs. And we sometimes will work with companies with web development. And it's been known to happen that somebody forgets to register a domain.
Somebody doesn't pay their bill.
Thankfully, not us. It's usually controlled by somebody else. People don't like to give up the domain registration. They're like, I'll handle that. Then it expires. And what happens next is storybook.
Cal Poly SLO Business School website features porn photo link, according to this. So what happened was it's a student organization that they linked to, and the domain name expired. And so, yeah, of course it's going to link to this. Because who checks for that kind of thing? And also, student organizations are notoriously bad about not caring about things when school's not in session.
And that was up for quite some time before anybody caught it.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, they could take down the link, but there's nothing they can do about the domain.
No.
It's porn from now on.
Yeah.
Because they'll remember to renew it.
Yep.
Well, I can't help but put stories about cats in the nonsense section. Because cats are entertaining, at least to me. And who knew that if you wanted big cats to like you, it's all about your scent.
Calvin Klein perfume, a big hit with Banham Zoo's Big Cats. So apparently the zoo's taking donations for different kinds of perfumes and colognes. And the cats really like novel smells. It brings them around.
Is it like an engagement thing so they keep themselves like sharp and they're not depressed?
Yeah, enrichment. So they'll just like go in when the cats are asleep or something and sprinkle it around one part of the cage. And then when the cat wakes up, they're like, oh, what's this? And, you know,
get all excited. It's like Rue anytime like a new smell comes in the house.
Exactly. Like, and they mentioned that one kind of cat, I think it was, the Jaguars were just mad for Calvin Klein.
They have good taste.
They also, remember the like the tigers that were maybe eating villagers? They also tried to use Calvin Klein to lure the, to make it stop eating villagers.
Think that you just wear a mask backwards, right? That's like the local folklore if you live in India. Because like they won't attack you if they think that you're looking at them.
I don't know how effective that is in practice. I don't know if we have a lot of studies to back that up.
I've read that a lot, so I don't know how true or how effective it is. But
and in the cat block, there's only two cat stories. We have this adorable little pumpkin who likes to be at supermarkets.
Tesco cat pumpkin defies the Norwich supermarket quote unquote ban. So yeah, this cat is
not going to move him.
I think it's a. Did it say it was a wild cat or like
no
neighbors or something?
The owner actually shops there quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
And we'll just go ahead and take him home when she comes in and he's on the scanner.
Like, what are you doing here? Isn't this the same village that had the cat that would ride the bus?
I don't know.
But they've got the one who's in the government building too. Remember they tried to get rid of him?
Oh yeah.
So. Yeah, they
listen,
love
the cat adopts you.
I need to check out my groceries. No, I'm
sorry. No, I'm sorry. I have to stay here. It's warm.
They point out that he likes to chill out right in front of the door. My cats love to do this. They love to sit in front of a door and like attack your feet when you try to step over them. And, you know, they really don't want him there. Here he is at home.
So cute.
So he is.
Here, what a good boy.
He's just hanging out on the owner's lap here. And here he is back on the scanner.
The scanner's warm. Away.
I will say, though, I mean, the amount of cat hair that I deal with, I wouldn't necessarily want that in the supermarket.
Yeah. Although, have you seen under the, like, whenever they rejigger the checkout lanes, and it's just, like, 5 years of dust and filth
under the conveyor, you mean?
Yeah, I cleaned mine quite a bit, but, like, there are certain areas you just can't get to as, like, just a regular cashier.
Yeah, you're not going to stop that.
No amount of cat hair is worse than that.
I've definitely seen where... Like, my chicken will be going down the belt, and then, like, the belt is still running. It's not, the automatic stop doesn't kick in, and chicken slime is just going under.
Yeah. We're supposed to wash the belts anytime we have, like, a spare moment. But sometimes on busy days that doesn't happen, so you know that belt's just covered in, like, blood. And you called it chicken slime. It's blood.
And, the, you know, mucus and just all the bad things. We put our food on those bills.
I'm getting the steak at a discount because it's got a growth on it.
It's fine.
It's got the red tag. Well, we talked about Plague Incorporated, the game, rocketed to the top of the iTunes charts or the App Store charts because people have that gallows humor. Plus, they're stuck in their apartments with nothing else to do in China. So what do? Well, turns out the other thing you do is you seek out movies about the situation that you're in.
Contagion hits the top 10 on iTunes movie chart among the coronavirus outbreak. So, yeah, Contagion.
I actually wanted to watch this, but it's you have to rent it on Amazon, and then someone told me Netflix is carrying it. So now I'm going to watch it.
It's the like the marquee header on Netflix right now.
Ooh, I'll have to hit that later.
Lol, Netflix.
They know what they're doing.
They do.
Well, we talk about drones. Of course, the government drones are being shut down right now because they're all made by China. But maybe, I guess, the state of Florida doesn't appreciate that ban.
Florida's its own place, really. It's part of the U.S., but not really.
Yeah, they're going to use theirs, and they're going to use them in an interesting way.
Florida could use drones to fight pythons and other invasive species. So
now, you might be picturing a drone, like, swooping down and fighting with the python, which sounds cool. No, that's not what's going
to
happen.
They're just using it to find them so that they can send in the hunter-killer teams that are humans.
That's got to be a fun job.
It might not even be a job. They may just have like a hunting license where it's like open season for these animals and then they're known to be here.
It's hard for me to think of the Burmese python as an invasive species, but apparently that's the problem here.
It is in Florida.
Well, why wouldn't it be invasive? What other animal is going to compete with it?
There's quite a few invasive species in Florida. I don't know what it is about Florida in particular, but people get these exotic pets and they just release them into the Everglades.
Also, I don't want you anymore.
Yeah.
I saw an article where one of the drug lords had a hippo. And now there's a hippo problem. I had more than one.
Yeah, that were released into the Everglades.
The country has a hippo problem now.
Angry, angry hippos.
We talked last week about the billionaire who is going not to the moon, but around it. And he had a special request for his trip. I guess there was some serious backlash. It's kind of weird, the press release, but he has changed his mind.
Japanese billionaire has quit his search for the moon trip girlfriend. He's expressed some regret over his actions and said, maybe this was a selfish request. Sorry.
Maybe, but it's a little creepy to ask someone that I don't know and they can't say no.
But wait.
Because of the implication. What?
I'm trying to find the quote.
Oh, it's in bold.
Oh, no. Here's the quote. Now, explain this to me. I don't understand how this is different.
The billionaire announced that he had changed his mind and will instead seek a romantic partner to accompany him on the trip. This means that he's going to do the regular dating thing and hopefully find somebody to be dating while
instead
they
go of like running it like a contest.
Oh, so he's, yeah, because he's not doing the reality show.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. So he's just going to try a moon thought
privately
on his own.
Well, it's like, you know, he goes to like Tinder or eHarmony or whatever. But he just mentions like...
That's today's title, Moon Thoughts.
Moon Thoughts.
Do you know there is a Tinder that only rich and celebrities can get to?
I'm not surprised.
And you have to give like 6 references to get on it?
He might be on that, and now he's just like... He's not mentioning that he's going to the moon, but he's like, yeah, I enjoy traveling, space, learning about astronomy, not astrology.
I wondered. So a big part of his apology was like, "Hey, I realize that you've already like hired people to work on this TV show, so I'm real sorry about that." But I wonder if it wasn't like some woman called him up and sent him a bunch of pics, and she was like, "You have no idea what I'll do to you on this spaceship for 30 days in a row. Just bring a lot of water because you're going to need to hydrate." And he was like, "Let's cancel those plans." And another follow-up story, I think it was a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Where we talked about Penis Man. And Penis Man was a graffiti artist.
He's an artist.
Just wrote Penis Man on everything. And they were deploying a lot of police resources to try and find him. And a lot of the cops were like, hey, we have real issues here. Don't bother us with this. But it turns out they did bother.
Penis Man graffiti artist arrested by quote unquote 25 heavily armed SWAT officers. So
what's
yeah?
Well, who's he hurting?
A SWAT team, apparently.
Well, he was defacing businesses, I guess, and advertisements.
He was detained, and he's been charged. He hasn't gone to trial or anything yet.
But he admitted it.
He's out on bond. He said some of the detectives were like, "Yeah, good job, very funny." I don't know.
I don't want to know his real name. He's always penis.
You want to see a picture of him?
Sure. You know, that's about what I would expect.
You know, what's funny is...
This was in Arizona.
And if he tries to get a job, it's like that one girl with the butthole Facebook thing. His Google search
is real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They finally gave us a very
I wouldn't
tiny,
even be mad. Like, if I was an employer, I'd be like, well, can you do the job,
though? I mean, that's right on the door, though.
He said he was having a panic attack, and he did not get any kind of medical care for that.
Yeah, well, in the interrogation room.
Does it say penis them?
I think this is people in solidarity. Yeah. They've kind of picked up the torch.
Yeah,
not going to help his case.
I'm a little concerned that it required a SWAT team to do this. I mean,
said that a gun barrel was in his face the entire time.
See, what happens if they do that to Rom? We have a guy in our city. We don't know who it is, but he's the one I root for. There's another guy too.
There's no one to fight for Rom.
I don't condone that, but the dog pooper guy, SWAT team's fine.
Oh, you should tell them because they don't know about that.
Have you gotten any response from that?
No.
Is there more poop?
Tell them
the story. They don't know.
There's a new apartment tenant somewhere in the 3-block radius that does not scoop their dog's poop.
But what's weird is they let the dog poop in the alley near our building. There's grass not that far.
Yeah.
From the
building.
It's
cold, Chris. It's cold outside.
That's just I have so many questions.
I've seen where people will get like fake grass when they live in city.
For small dogs, that'll work.
Because, how do you teach a dog to poop on pavement?
I don't know. Usually dogs, especially when they're puppies, they develop a preference. I learned this when I potty trained Rue.
I guess if you wait long enough.
That's why they recommend, like, if you can, to avoid using puppy pads, because the dog will develop a preference for the pad, and you won't be able to get them to go outside. Fun fact, if you're interested in dog potty training.
Are you still letting Rue just poop in the yard, not picking it up?
We pick it up. We pick it up, like, once a week.
Oh. What if it rains?
It's fine. No one else uses that yard. Also, it's kind of a losing battle because the neighbors let their huskies just poop wherever in that same little bit of yard. So
all of the grass died. I don't know why.
Well, like Rue's little poops compared to these two giant huskies.
Wait
it's
a
like,
minute. When did you move in there?
Like 6 months ago.
So what happens when they cut the lawn and all that poop's back there?
It's fine. We pick it up, but
I can hear the noise the lawnmower is making right now.
And you're sitting on it, and it's just Kristen.
We pick it up, just not every day. Usually,
lawn
like,
care professionals in the chat. Let Kristen know what it's like when you have to deal with that.
Try to type out what you think that noise is going to be.
So, like, we pick up Ruth poops, but like that doesn't stop the husky poop from accumulating.
You got to do the poop DNA thing. None of you are allowed to have dogs in your apartment. So.
Yeah.
Sounds a little bit like a wood chipper, but it's a lot lower pitch.
But we're slightly better because our dog is smaller and there's only one compared to the two giant huskies that live near the apartment.
Oh, well, our final story is once again back to the Wu-Tang virus because
there's nothing else to talk about.
You can't help from talking about it. It's destroying humanity. And so the hospitals, the amazing hospitals, what is it, 10 days?
They built them, yeah.
Or at least one of them was up in 10 days. One of them's ready to go. They supposedly will be opening it up tomorrow.
On Monday.
And it's just incredible. And you can see the inside of it. Looks like a prison.
That's fine.
Why are there bars on the windows?
But the cool thing, that is the question. There's bars on the windows. Internal windows, not external windows. Into the hallway windows.
Well, in case it turns into a zombie-like infection. I suppose. Don't open dead inside.
But during those 10 days, they live streamed the entire thing. You could watch these buildings go up. And a lot of people, it turns out, didn't have anything better to do in China. They were a little bit stuck indoors. So,
this is a thing.
Coronavirus. Cement mixers become celebrities in China lockdown. So if you haven't seen the time-lapse video, you really should check that out. But it was just an orchestra of cement mixers and forklifts and workers and vehicles that move steel beams and all
live
kinds
stream
of stuff.
Not available because they finished it. They don't want anyone seeing the inside of those places.
They don't want them stealing the technology. Oh. So there's a still of it.
Yeah, I mean, they built a hospital, a 35,000 square meter hospital in 10 days, which is incredible.
So people would give them names like the Cement King and the White Roller.
Big White Rabbit.
That's some severe boredom.
Brother Red Bull.
Yeah.
Brother Red Bull is a link. Let's see what that is.
Oh, it's forbidden.
No.
But the Chinese people have fallen in love with these cement mixers, and apparently, of course, now you have like emojis for them, and
yeah, they've really come together.
It's awesome.
The forklifts, in particular, they seem to have a love for.
I mean, here we can't even get a construction crew of like five people to agree on how best to proceed with something. So, I mean, that's incredible.
Reconstructing the street would be nice.
Well, in the early days of that project, where they were just turning the dirt and preparing, I did notice it was like, oh, there's like seven guys just standing around watching. That's universal about construction.
Yeah, that's the one thing that connects all cultures.
But you can't argue with the results, right?
Right. Yeah,
that's incredible.
It really is pretty insane. So we got a live stream later today with the 64 core launch. Watch that. But that's about it for this week.
Krista.
Bye. See you later. Don't die of coronavirus.